Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Mom, you're going to have to change your tone.
Mommy, why are you making civilization collapse?
Did I miss my mummy?
No one messes with Mom.
I love my mommy.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, the pressures of everyday life are tough on everyone, but I believe that they can seem even more challenging for women. Dr. Leslie Parrott knows what I'm talking about. She is a counselor and author who's an extremely gifted communicator. She's been married for over 20 years. She's the mom of two great sons. She's also a poet and a caring friend. But on the eve of her 40th birthday, Leslie started to have some doubts about her life. In spite of the fact that her life looked so perfect on the outside, she wondered if her life really mattered at all. Well, during the next half hour, I'll talk with Dr. Leslie Parrott about what she discovered during a year of soul searching about the value of a woman in modern society. And what she has to share is especially important to moms to hear. So I hope you'll stay with us. Homeward starts right now. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and during the next half hour, a conversation about moms. And as we here on terrestrial radio anyway are gearing up for Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, today's the first of a two-part conversation with Leslie Parrott talking about a message that moms need to hear. Mom, you matter more than you think. And we are here at Homeward to celebrate every aspect of family life, turning the focus on moms right now. If you want more information on some of the mom material that we have in our articles and media section, just go to homeward.com, hit the articles and media tab, and then just type in moms in the search. You'll find dozens of articles, tip sheets, and more. And now with part one of today's program, Mom, You Matter More Than You Think, here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today's going to be a great day. Leslie Parrott is with us. We're talking about Mom, You Matter More Than You Think, and it's going to be a great, great program. Leslie Parrott is the co-director of the Center for Relationship Development at Seattle Pacific University, marriage and family therapist, award-winning author, sought-after speaker, and actually, I got to be honest with you, one of my favorite people to have a conversation with here on Homeward. She has been featured on Oprah, CBS This Morning, CNN, and the list goes on and on. Leslie, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Oh, it's absolutely a joy.
Well, I am enjoying our conversation. Pre-programming, we're going to have to keep talking about it. You wrote a great book called You Matter More Than You Think, What a Woman Needs to Know About the Difference She Makes. And I was telling you before the program that I actually read the book, and it really helped me understand the mind of a woman as well. So I appreciate you writing this book.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you get major accolades because this this book is definitely written with a woman's heart and mind. But, you know, I do think it's a universal struggle. I have not met a woman who doesn't have those days like I have many where, you know, you wake up and, you know, you're scrambling out the door. Some mornings you can't even find your keys and you think, you know, great, you know, what is it about my life that matters? Am I really able to make a difference here, you know, because I know who I am? And, you know, you just wonder, is there anything about my life that's profound? What is it in me that makes a big difference, a true difference? And, you know, I think we struggle with that. We struggle with those questions of value and worth as women. We just kind of live there with those questions.
Well, you know, I think so many times that's the case because I find that women put more emphasis oftentimes on family. They're healthier probably than some of us men. They put more emphasis on the kids. And so there's not the, you know, the to-do list just, you know, is always out there and it's never finished. And also because you're working with, you know, with your own children, nobody's perfect. So
yes, it's not like we get to see these perfect results
right.
and feel like, hey, I made that contribution. But, you know, we can deeply value what we're doing, but we don't always really deeply value maybe what we bring to the table. We don't know if what we're doing is good enough. And, you know, I mean, this book, it grows out of a very personal journey for me. And listen, when I hit my 40th birthday, which some of the listeners may have crossed that boundary line with me, that was a pretty soul-searching time for me. And I remember the whole year leading up to that 40th, it kind of stirred up a lot of these questions about my life. And I spent so much time thinking and reflecting, which, you know, you just almost have to do when you feel that restlessness inside. But it's not easy to grab time. And so I would go to a beach near our home. We live in Seattle. And just, I'm so drawn there. I think just the vastness of it, there's something about being at the water's edge and that leads my thoughts to something bigger and toward God. And so I would just be drawn there. And when I say I, you know, would walk along the beach and think about these questions about what is it about my life that really makes a difference, I didn't just do that, you know, on one afternoon. I walked the shores of that beach for the better part of a year, nearly daily, just soul-searching and praying and reflecting. And really, this book grows out of that time of examining my life, like I think so many women feel drawn to do, and to try to find some deeper answers there.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because, you know, I'm thinking, wait, this is Leslie Parrott, Dr. Leslie Parrott, you know, award-winning author, incredible communicator, the list goes on and on, mentor to people, people look to you in terms of how to build their marriages, and your husband Les also, and yet you're saying, you know, you're walking what you call Discovery Beach, and you're still saying, you know, do I matter?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's funny you would mention it is called Discovery Beach. And I mean, this seems like a no-brainer that I would think, wow, this is the perfect place to go on a journey of self-discovery. But it was the metaphorical meaning of that beach was completely lost on me until almost a year gone by. But I really did do some self-discovery. And I got to, you know, just say, like every woman, I mean, someone can look at the externals of our life and what they see, you know, are the successes. It's very hard for us to see some of that. What we're aware of is the raw underside of our life.
Right. Isn't that interesting? We do tend to focus more on that. Now, and you use the illustration kind of at the beginning of your book where you talk about sea glass. And I thought that was such a beautiful illustration of kind of what we're talking about. Help us understand.
Well, yeah, sea glass. You know, these are these little bits of glass that have kind of been sculpted over time by the wind and the waves. And you'll find them just kind of tucked around with seashells or driftwood on the beach. And, you know, they're made smooth, and they're just these little glimmers of usually kind of a blue or a green, sometimes a brown, and they're like little sparkling jewels in the sand. Well, as I was walking the shores, I was just sort of drawn to them, and then I started kind of, you know, I'd pick a few up and put them in my pockets, and they'd be kind of jangling in my pockets by the end of a walk, and then I just became obsessed with it, and I started collecting these, and I had this jar that I would keep on my kitchen counter. I'd come home every day from one of these walks and just drop them in there, and they just begin to collect. And one day I sat down and I thought, why am I so drawn to these? And it just hit me that, you know, I identify with them. These little fragments that are seemingly just inconsequential, just sort of randomly strewn along the beach, remind me so much of the little pieces of my life, you know, the little fractured ways I spend my time, you know, with a friend or taking care of my second grader or, you know, trying to teach in the classroom or, you know, serve in a committee at church or whatever these random things are. And I just felt, I just could feel myself inside trying to gather those up together and understand the value. And it's true. I mean, these are seemingly so inconsequential, but when you put them in a jar, set them in my kitchen window, the light just is there. It's like they're resplendent. I mean, they are beautiful. And it just hit me. It's kind of like our human heart is like a jar. And collected together, those random bits and pieces of our life really do become a treasure.
Well, it's a great lesson. And yet we also learn lessons from great pain. And I would say probably one of the, just from reading your story, that one of the greatest parts of pain in your life was all of a sudden your parents, they'd been married for 35 years, and your dad makes an announcement that he's leaving your mom. He was a pastor, and he was leaving your mom for somebody else. I mean, and what you said was this resulted in some of the strongest moments of pain in your life that pretty much consumed you.
You know, and not only the pain of losing my family, which I treasured and really thought was sort of insulated from that reality after 35 years of this sort of stable, happy home, I could never have imagined it, and it really rocked my world, as many of us have faced a jolt like that. But I'll tell you what was even in some ways more painful was what I had to face inside myself in that moment, because you know, it wasn't like I lashed out in anger at my dad, but what I did was slowly just distance myself and cut him off. And I would never have imagined myself to be capable of that. But, and I'm real honest with this, you know, the pain that we go through, I think sometimes can catch us off guard, surprise us by some of the dark things, you know, in our response. And I, you know, that was part of turning 40. I made a list of things I wanted to do before I turned 40. The most important thing on the list was connect with my dad. I let a decade go by without physically seeing my dad. I would never have imagined that to be possible. And I wasn't mean to him, and he, of course, wasn't to me. We'd shoot emails and cards at occasions. But here is my father. And I, you know, I just, there was a wall there. And I, the pattern was so entrenched, I did not think I could change it. I mean, I just felt like a total failure. And most of us have these jolts that have rocked us to our core, and it might be a choice we've made like that, or it could be, you know, like the other piece of this pie, a circumstance that's out of our control. And one of the things I really believed was that the pain in my life blocked my ability to make a difference. And the truth is, and I want women to understand this, I have discovered over and over, and this is one of the lessons that was so clear to me, it's actually the pain we walk through that hones our ability to make a difference. You know, it gives you permission to walk into people's lives and go to places with the greatest empathy and care and wisdom and savvy. It literally hones and sculpts the difference we're able to make, kind of like that, you know, the wind and waves do on that sea glass. And you know, I thought it took my ability to make a difference away, and it was quite the contrary.
Well, that's fascinating. Listen, we're going to have to take a break. We'll come right back. I want to talk more about this whole idea of pain. One of the quotes in your book by Philip Yancey, pain is the gift nobody wants. And I would say there's probably a lot of our listeners who are feeling a lot of pain for many reasons, and they're not exactly calling it a gift, so I'm going to have you comment on that. We'll be right back. Leslie Parrott with us, Dr. Leslie Parrott. She's written a great book, You Matter More Than You Think, and I highly recommend it. Actually, as I was saying at the beginning of the program, I have read this book. It's a book for women. But you know what? For us men, we need to understand our women, and we need to be able to come alongside them and help them. And this is a great resource. And if you're feeling low, or if you're feeling some pain, or if you're feeling like you can't do much to make a difference, even though you're in the midst of all kinds of stuff, then again, this conversation is for you as well as this book. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Burns. More to come on Homeward.
Roger Marsh here, just jumping in to remind you that if you want more information about Leslie Parrott's ministry, actually lessandleslie.com, that's the website that she and her husband, Dr. Les Parrott, what a great family, right? Dr. Les Parrott, psychologist, Dr. Leslie Parrott, marriage and family therapist. No problems in that marriage whatsoever, right? No, they're fun to write about the fact that they still bump into each other every now and again. But if you want to learn more about the resources available from the Parrotts. Also, if you are in a situation right now where maybe your marriage is being impacted by some issues, and mom, you're looking to make some changes in terms of improving the quality of your marriage, we recommend the book Closer by Dr. Jim Burns and his wife, Kathy. You can order a copy of that devotional book from our online resource center. When you do, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry. For more information on Jim and Kathy Burns' book, Closer, go to homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com. All right, let's get back into it now. Part two of today's program, Mom, You Matter More Than You Think, here on Homeward.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns, Leslie Parrott with us today. We're talking about Mom, You Matter More Than You Think. It seems like one of the major issues of women today is that they don't feel like they matter and that they're not making a difference when in fact they are. I was thinking about a small group, a married couples group that Kathy and I were in for 7 years, and every one of those women felt that way. As I started thinking back about it, all of the women at one time or another said, you know what, I'm just really not making a difference. And yet these women were heroes in my life and in Kathy's life, and yet in their own minds they weren't feeling it. Many of them were feeling pain. Leslie, before the break, we were talking about the pain of your father saying to your mom, you know, this is it for the marriage. Your dad was a pastor, and just it left you with such an emptiness and kind of working through it. But you said something that's fascinating. Is you said, you know, we shouldn't, in some ways, we should lean into some of the pain. And I was even giving you that quote that was out of your book. Philip Yancey says, pain is the gift nobody wants.
Right.
Help us understand how the grinding of stone that kind of shapes us to love is oftentimes taken because of pain.
Well, I would love to do that, because I'm certainly not implying that you should just feel wonderful gratitude for the pain in your life, although I think that comes. I mean, that comes with time, but if you're not at that place and you're listening and you're saying, look, you know, I can't see any good in this pain I'm experiencing, hold on, because, you know, I'm not saying that we want to invite pain or, you know, bring it on or revel in it at all, but all I'm saying is I've come to believe this deeply, you know, that the loving heart of God never wastes anything in our story. It is all, first of all, you know, able to be healed, and second of all, it is what, it really makes us the women that we are. It absolutely does. You know, the way we face the pain in our life, and, you know, it's pretty amazing. And I got to tell you, at the height of my own sadness, you know, in dealing with my own family's demise, you know, I could never have seen that at all. And what I saw most of all was the disappointment I had in myself, you know, as a person trying to grapple with this. And I would just say, hang on, and this raises a good point, because you talked about the small group and how, you know, most of the women don't feel heroic, but when you look at them, you see what's great about their life. And this raises a great point. And in this book, one of the things I do is talk about my own band of sisters,
yep.
You know, my Friday friends. And
Friday friends,
they
yep.
are a huge part of this book, and I'll tell you, it's for that very reason. Because I think there's something amazing, especially about the way women learn and come to know ourselves. You know, and it's through relationship. And because relationship is where sometimes I think we see our gifts revealed. We don't know what they are. In fact, we don't even see anything that's very unusual or dramatic about us. And someone else looks at us and they go, that is amazing. You know, you've got that ability, you know, to stay calm in a crisis, or, you know, you've got that ability to synthesize an idea, whatever it is, you know, and you're going, well, that's an ability. I didn't know that was a strength. I thought everyone did that. But in other people's eyes, they see us so much more clearly. And, you know, this small group I'm in, my band of sisters, I started it because I had this deep desire. You know, these were women that I admired, that I aspired to share qualities I saw in their life. They weren't even friends with one another. And so this was a huge leap of faith. You know, and I invited each of them to join this group. And I said, you know, I just feel like there's something powerful when we get together and we can really speak in each other's life. And it's turned out to be one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I would encourage any woman listening to think about that. Take a step, if you're not in a small group, to create one. For the very reason that you brought up, that we need these women to tell us what it is about our life that, you know, God can use to make a difference.
Right, and we really weren't meant to handle heartbreak alone. We really weren't meant to, in some ways, deal with relationships alone. We need the, you know, the input. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And I know you, in your group, you basically handle a question. I mean, this isn't something that is where you're going through some kind of a booklet or something. I mean, one of your questions, you know, what part of your life is weighing you down? What's been consuming your thoughts? Those kinds of questions.
That's all it takes. And let me just tell you, this group, you know, we decided, okay, you know, many of us have our own Bible study group, and we don't really need accountability so much, but we wanted authenticity. We wanted our faith journey to be huge. So the structure we settled on, which is by no means a formula, is just whoever's hosting that night thinks up one question. And this group of women, you know, we'll normally meet 7:30, 8 p.m. because we have to get our families kind of settled. And then we are in like a 30-mile radius at all points of the compass around Seattle. We'll get together, we'll kick off of our shoes, and we'll launch into a question. And normally one question is all it takes to go 2, 3 a.m. sometimes. I mean, without a lull in the conversation. Pretty amazing how women can engage one another.
Well, it is, and actually it's great because they will tend to, you know, share your, you know, their hearts. And what I appreciate also is it's not all that legalistic. I mean, you don't meet every week. You meet once a month.
All we could pull off, actually, we tried to think of everything. Couldn't even pull off every other week. So we finally agreed on about every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's what we can do. But listen, those are life-giving moments. And, you know, I got to just tell you this real quick. What's been so fun for me, these women... you know, we're willing, this book has now been made into a DVD that can be used just for, you know, any other small group of women who want to do a study. And so this group of women is all on there, and they got on there and just talked about what this journey has been like over the last 5 years. And I am so proud of them because it's just really fun to see them in living color.
Well, that is great. Leslie, talk about gratitude and how gratitude helps us understand that we can make a difference.
You know, gratitude is so powerful because I never would have believed it. But at a certain point, I crossed some line. It wasn't like it wasn't like a saintly process. It was God's great work in me. And I found that I was starting to have feelings of gratitude stir in me for the experiences that I'd been through. And I think we do that with pain. You know, one of my favorite illustrations of this is, you know, this tribe. the Maasai, and they have a their word for gratitude is literally means my head is in the dirt. And it's this humbling experience where you just bow before, you know, the giver of life and say, you know, I'm humbled, I take the good with the bad. And I think there's just such a change in the way we approach that question. What is it about my life that matters? And just quickly, let me say, you know, like one woman that I know of, and I'll just use her as an example, struggled for years and years about, you know, some bad decisions she made as a young woman and the consequences to her life and everyone in her family. And it really did shape her. I mean, out of it grew these years of anger and depression and just driving people away. And through a time of healing, after close to a decade of living that way, it so transformed her, and now she's the first person to volunteer. You know, she drives into a little town, neighboring town, every week, two or three nights a week, works with adolescents, you know, who show up and are walking through huge life changes. And she, I mean, all of us look at her life and we go, there is no one better for that job. She gets it. And that's what happens. You know, even the pain of our own bad choices becomes so deeply powerful that you can be grateful for it.
In many ways, and you talk about this in the book, and we'll talk about it next time also, but in many ways, what you're talking about is women need to get back to being able to dream dreams.
I am so glad you brought that up, and I do want to talk about that, because I think that is one of the most energizing things that we could do as women, and we don't do it very often.
Oh, it's so true. Listen, we'll talk more about that next time. Leslie, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your message. I just sense that there's a bunch of women out there, and maybe some men too, who are saying, you know what, I don't matter, and you're saying, wait, you do, and you're going to learn a lot through even some pain.
I hope so, because I want them to really understand the difference they're already making.
Boy, that's a great message, and such an encouraging message coming from an encouraging person like Leslie Parrott. Mom, you matter more than you think. This is just part one of a two-part conversation. And of course, if you're podcasting with us, you already knew that and you already have the program. We'll have Leslie Parrott again on the program next time. But if you'd like to start that podcast process, I encourage you to go to homeward.com if you're not there already, and follow the prompts. You can find the radio broadcast section. When you hit that tab, then there's a podcast button. It takes you right to our site on iTunes, and then you can start the free podcast subscription. Join the thousands of people who are podcasting with us each and every week, each and every day, as a matter of fact. And it's free. We'll make it easy for you when you go to homeward.com.
Thank you, Roger, and I do appreciate Leslie so much. You know, she's just fun. She's
yeah.
outgoing. She's kind of wild. And you would never think that she would have the kind of doubts about making a difference. My goodness, this is a woman who has her PhD. She does so much. Kids love her at Seattle Pacific, where
right.
she's a teacher, as well as all the other things she does.
Very self-confident.
And yet, you know, this is a person who struggles in that area as well. I thought her book was good. I mean, I was teasing about the fact
right.
that I read a chick book, but I actually enjoyed it, and I learned a lot about it. One of the things that I really appreciated about our conversation today was the G word, gratitude. I think gratitude is a healthy attitude. In fact, I'm convinced that one of the keys to living a happy, fulfilling, and connected life is to be grateful to God for all that He has blessed us with. And sometimes what we need to do is practice what I call thank therapy. And thank therapy is just simply writing down all the reasons why you're thankful, even in the midst of tough circumstances. And all of a sudden you say, you know what? Life isn't so bad. So if you've been struggling with kind of a poor self-image, then you know what? Stop. And take a piece of paper out and write down 20 reasons why you're thankful. And I think you'll see some things change in a pretty big way. You know, as you've been listening to Leslie's story today, you've been hearing about a woman who is grateful. And yet at the same time, she came to a place in her life where she finds out, as a pastor's kid, if you would, that her father revealed to the mom and to her that he had been unfaithful in his relationship, not only with God, but with her mom. And this was devastating. You can only imagine the kind of pain that she was experiencing. And yet what Leslie did was Leslie worked through her pain. She faced the pain, worked through the pain, gave it over to God, and became grateful with kind of a godly gratitude, if you would, for all that was going on in her life. And it worked. So you know what? Your circumstances may not change, but your attitude can change, and that makes all the difference in the world, and it just simply is not easy. But I want to encourage you today, take a dose of gratitude, even in the midst of some of your pain. And then be sure to check out our online resources at homeward.com, where you'll find a number of useful materials designed to help you work on your attitude. This book, one of them, lots of other books, lots of resources and materials. And when you do that, I think you'll be surprised. If you've not been to the Homeward website, you'll be surprised how many just free articles and tip sheets and things like that that we have. Also, take advantage of Homeward. Take advantage not only of this program, but take advantage of other radio programs that we have. Go online. You can download them on your iPod and get this stuff for free. Get the tip sheets. Sign up for our devotions. We have a daily devotional that goes out to thousands and thousands of people that become a real inspiration for the day. It takes you about 30 seconds to read that devotional, but for many people, it'll get them focused, and it was just what they needed. We also have a parents' newsletter. Make sure that you sign up for the parents' newsletter as well. So get to know us, and if we can serve you, then that would be a privilege for us, frankly. And then be sure to join me again next time when I'll continue my conversation with Dr. Leslie Parrott on the topic, Mom, You Matter More Than You Think. Well, till then, I'm Jim Burns, and I appreciate you listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.